If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll get back into the NCAA tournament. Coming up at 9:25, Mark Packer is going to join us from the ACC Network. He's one of the best. But right now, time for Cakes' entertainment page. EB will be back tomorrow from his little vacay boys weekend in Florida.
Yep, the entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. So I scoured countless entertainment sites online.
Mm-hmm. What'd you come up with?
Well, I actually just went to TMZ. That's my go-to. And their lead story, it's not really entertainment related, but I guess it's from a video that went viral over the weekend. It's of a guy who's sitting on a street corner in the Bronx in New York City eating a dead rat. And the woman is filming it, and she's like, this is effing unbelievable. This guy is munching on a dead rat. And I bring it up mostly because on my way in this morning, I saw not one, but two rats scurrying in the streets, not a block away from where we work. I mean, they're just running around, just hiding under cars.
I stepped over one a couple weeks ago that was on the sidewalk, dead.
That rat was dead. These rats could not have been more alive. Alive and kicking. So if this guy is looking for more rats to eat, maybe he should leave New York and come down to D.C. Because at least in this part of D.C., there is no shortage of those vermin running around the streets.
Bronx here. Man eats dead rats. That's unbelievable.
I mean, now, I understand, like, if you're homeless and unhoused and you're desperate for something to eat, like...
Well, that's what he's doing.
I mean, at that point, you gotta find, like, a homeless shelter or someplace to go in that will serve you a meal instead of you grabbing, like, that'd be like the equivalent of JP grabbing the dead rat off the street and eating it before the valet came and gave him his car out in front of the home with sweets.
If they brought back Fear Factor, yes, or we did a Junkies Fear Factor, oof, and there was rat meat there.
Rat meat.
Yes. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Eating a dead rat.
Yeah.
Rat meat.
I don't think I could do it.
No.
I mean, like, is it cooked? Am I eating it raw? How are we serving it?
I think you would eat it raw.
Rat tartare.
I mean, that's just too much potential for disease. I mean, rats carry so many diseases.
Yeah, but if they told you there's no disease.
I don't know,
no,
man.
I couldn't do it.
I think I'd have to say no. I couldn't participate in Fear Factor because I'm afraid of so much.
Back in the day when we had a lot of challenges, you ate a mouse pad. Or at least a portion of a mouse pad.
Did I try to eat him? Was that me? I don't recall trying to eat.
I mean, the guy ate 15 hot dogs.
I recall trying to eat a portion of the USA Today.
Like, yeah, I do remember that.
No,
I think crumpling up the newspaper.
You also ate part of a mouse pad.
Maybe I took a bite or two of a mouse
pad.
And it was,
you know, a grasshopper, I think. And
yeah, crickets.
Crickets, okay, yeah. Crickets.
Not great.
It was gross.
It's good protein, though.
There's probably good protein in a rat, a big, juicy rat.
But New York City's director of rodent mitigation, I guess that's a thing, warned that rats can be harmful to your health because they can transport pathogens, which are organisms that cause diseases. I'm out on eating rats. Rat the band, love. Eating rats, not so much. I'm going to have to stay away. I'm
still bitter I threw away my beef patty cakes for fear of salmonella.
Yeah, you threw away your hamburgers and you're regretting it. But just be thankful that you don't have to resort to eating rats to survive like this poor dude in New York City.
Hmm.
Feel bad for him, but made for a good story. To lead off the EP. Gene Hackman left his fortune to his deceased wife. Left his kids zippy.
Wow.
Well, the deceased wife is dead, so it goes to her kids?
No, she left the bulk of her fortune to charity.
Jeez.
New Mexico is a community property state, so assuming there's no prenup, Betsy, who was Hackman's wife, her estate could have a lot of money, and her share would then go to charity. As for Gene Hackman's estate, despite the fact that he did not include his children in his will, they would presumably get his share since they are the most direct living heirs.
Okay.
So I guess even though he didn't leave them
they're still going to get something.
Didn't leave them a dime
in the will. By the way, his kids are probably 50, 60 years old at this point.
Yeah.
I was 95.
Yeah.
He may have given them a lot along the way.
Well, right. The grandkids could get stuff.
Yeah.
How many kids does he have?
Three.
Three? Who gets the house?
A son and two daughters.
Who gets that house?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Battle it out.
Haven't read down that far in the story. A celebrity couple, Jason. Do you want to guess who Tom Cruise has been spotted in public with? She is, let me do my math. She is 26 years.
Wow.
His junior.
How old is he?
She's 60? 36. He is 62.
Do we know her?
You do know her. She was one of the stars of the original Knives Out. Can you name her?
I didn't see
Knives
Out. Hold
on, Knives Out.
Knives Out, yes.
I think I saw that. I think.
You think you saw it. She was also, here's a big hint. She was Miles Teller's wife in War Dogs. I think that's a good hint. Which is a pretty good movie, slept on movie.
You've hyped up that movie a lot over the years. I don't know who
it's
it
is. It's pretty good. Ana de Armas.
Okay, I've heard of her.
So they've been spotted out now twice in public. Apparently they landed in a helicopter there for some sort of press tour, and they were just hanging out, smoking and joking with the people at the heliport area, and I guess they're a thing.
And
she's so silly. She dated Ben Affleck for a long time,
yeah.
Or for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. That's correct.
And she was in an NC-17 film.
I did not know that.
Which there aren't many of those anymore.
That is, that's interesting.
I'm pretty sure that when she played Marilyn Monroe, that movie Blonde was NC-17.
Okay. Hmm. Did that get nominated for, like, she might have gotten nominated
for it was.
An Academy Award, maybe?
I don't know why this is jumping out at me looking at her. She has very prominent eyebrows.
She's very attractive.
She's Cuban.
Yeah. She is Cuban, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the poster
I don't recognize her.
When we went to see Warfare.
Yes.
On Thursday, mm-hmm. I saw the poster for the next Mission Impossible. Did you scan the posters?
No, I did not scan the posters. But you know what I didn't see when we went to go see Warfare, where we got the special advanced screening? I didn't see one other person in the entire theater complex.
Oh, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't see any. I walked
there
in.
There weren't many.
I walked in. Off to the left was the mm-hmm. concession stand. Maybe there were three people in line. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into Warfare, and at first, I was the only person in the screening theater.
There were people, because I actually went and got nachos, and when I went to get nachos, there were a couple people in line. And there was an old couple, and I didn't know what they were doing. You know how people will go walking in a mall?
Sure.
I almost feel like they were just walking, because that was a big movie
theater.
I mean, I think it has 20 screens, at least 18 screens.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And they were just walking hallways. It was like, what are they doing?
You could get their steps in.
If you just walked around there for 45 minutes, you get a workout in. You get an old person workout.
Yeah, were you distraught that the concession stand right by Theater 5 wasn't open?
No, because as I mentioned
he brought his own stuff.
I may have had contraband gummy bears stuffed into my Sup Dog sweatshirt. That might have happened. Okay, it did happen.
I'm watching the trailer of Warfare because I didn't see it with you guys.
Yeah.
Man, it looks intense.
It's a movie that's right up your alley, and it's definitely intense.
It's very intense. So we're going to have the director in studio tomorrow?
Probably the director and possibly the writer as well.
Nice. Is his last name Mendoza?
Yes. And he's a former Navy SEAL, and it's based on a mission that he lived through.
It's 2006.
I think it even says in the movie, based on my memories.
Right. I mean, it's an intense flick. So
this isn't a spoiler, I don't think. The ending.
Stop. It's not important.
Let's just leave it.
It's not a spoiler.
Stop. I'm begging you to stop.
Just stop.
I'm asking you to stop.
Didn't have to do that.
Jeez.
You didn't either.
Uh-oh. Bitterness.
Yeah, there's a little bit of testiness. All right, we're just going to leave it at that.
Anyway, I just can't wait to meet Ray Mendoza.
Yeah, well, he'll be in studio with us tomorrow. And the movie comes out in early April.
Very cool.
Not yet out for wide release.
And I will see it.
Here's another movie you may see, Jason. There's a Tiger Woods movie in the works at Amazon MGM. They have landed film rights to Kevin Cook's book, The Tiger Slam, the inside story of the greatest golf ever played. By the way, the Tiger Slam was 25 years ago. It centers on Tiger's four consecutive majors from 2000 to 2001.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ronaldo Marcus Green set to direct. He's coming off a successful sports biopic in King Richard depicting the Williams sisters and their tennis-obsessed father.
So our old intern is going to play Tiger Woods.
Abdullah, I believe, was his name.
Yes. He looked a lot like him.
We sent him out in D.C., remember, dressed as Tiger Woods.
I would say maybe...
And people came up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are drunks in Georgetown, thought it was actually Tiger Woods.
Hey, it did
kind of look like him. Last and certainly least, Will Smith announcing the release date for his first full-length album in 20 years. It's going to hit on Friday, March 28th.
I know you're going to pre-order that, Cakes.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go right to the top of my Spotify playlist.
I was watching watched a little bit of a Will Smith film this weekend. I Am Legend.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Man,
isn't there supposedly a sequel coming?
It's been rumored. I don't know if there's anything concrete happening.
I am still Legend.
Might be the best last good movie he actually made. Will Smith.
It was freaky.
And it's been a while. All right, that's your EP. I hope I entertained everybody.
Coming up next, we're going to dive into the Commanders. Why did they bring back Cleland Farrell? Is the defensive line set? We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.